Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Tuesday night. Well, 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 we only got a little more than 3 weeks for the 20th. A little bit more, a little over, maybe 3.5. As we'll have to see this weekend, we got shootout at Atmore. And then Flamika throwing something at finish line also on the 31st. Somebody hit the one button, let me know I'm not talking to myself, please. Where's your mic open? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, Dan?
Okay, all right, I'll make sure I can hear him. All right, good deal. All right, good deal, man. Kiss this other mic. 601-1383, who we got?
What's going on, Jamie? I can hear you.
Hi, I see you got yourself.
All right, I'm in a bad area right now.
Number. All right. Well, I'm thinking. All right, now we know we got. Hopefully, Mocha get on here and tell her what she got happening for this weekend. Tell you what, they cut up at Rumble in the Jungle for the weekend. I don't know anything about watching the live feed. It's a pretty good runner. Fast, Carlos.
What's going on for the weekend, Jamie?
What?
I said, what's going on for the weekend, Jamie?
They got, Atmore got a grudge fest on the 30th, Saturday, and then Sunday. Flamika got, something at the finish line on the 31st. So, and then, didn't see nothing. Let me check again. I checked. To see if the state capitol got anything. Checking on during the week. I didn't see anything pop up. Let's see. Pop up on that. No. I don't stay. No, the state capitol not listed anything. That could be just. I don't mean they're not having anything, but they're not posting anything on us. And I want to say No Problem got the event. Let me check. I didn't. I thought I wrote it down, but I did. So I'm gonna check and see what we got. No Problem today.
Until the tournament.
No Problem had something, to be honest with you. That's the event. The event's No Problem Raceway. Yeah, well, I was going to try to make a couple of them, but I didn't know. No, they didn't have it. I thought that is. Oh, here we go. That's August. Happening. All that. Well, here we go. Saturday, up there it is. Saturday, the gates open. Testing two gamblers right Saturday. All right. I said No Problem right away. All right. Okay, Mike, open.
That's me?
Yep, you open.
I'm going on mute.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm going to lay back until the 20 minutes. I ain't going nowhere.
What'd you say?
I'm going to lay back until the 20. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. We got a couple of things happening. I mean, that's when the 20 is going to be. It'll be one not to miss. Will be pretty damn good. I believe, man, it's gonna be. I can't wait, me. Right. Man. Yep, that's about it. Work
for your cousin Starbucks.
Probably next week I'll be able to press that button.
Yeah.
Hopefully by next Tuesday I'll be able to talk a little smack about this weekend. Got a lot of stuff coming up. I got a bunch of stuff coming up in probably another 2 weeks, so I got to get on and finish it. Get my little stuff I need, so I'm about to get busy. That's about it, man. That's it, man. It's quiet, man. Hell. 17 callers and everybody quiet. Nobody else.
They'll get on that later.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of dead. At the beginning, everybody get on about 8 o'clock. Roll on. Start getting kicked off then. Yeah. I'm just looking for some stuff. That's little pieces I need. Yep. I don't remember seeing anything popping up from Gulfport, though. They may have that bracket thing. Kind of hot right now. I'm not worried about going to leave no damn car. No suit on.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, bro.
Yeah, burning up in the car. I got Wednesday night, King of the Hill. That's tomorrow night.
Always,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's like, set your clock to that. All right. So, the King of the Coast, that's August 20th. No, that's Christmas stuff here. I don't know if I've seen anything, but I'm just checking, make sure that you post nothing else. That's in November. March, that's 2023, damn. Boy, are we there? I don't see anything for. July, September. September, they got something. All right, so there's nothing. So it's just the regular King of the Coast. All right. Not King of the Coast, King of the Hill. Wednesday night day. Yep. That's it, there, man.
That race you were talking about is up, but that's on September 24th, huh?
Yeah, for Scooby and them?
Yeah,
they got that. September 20th, Is it the 25th or 24th? Let me look up.
Huh?
I think
it's September 24th.
Let me look. I'll tell you right now. Make sure I didn't write it down wrong. September 25th. Saturday, September 25th. He's out on the coast. Jeremy Black, Scooby. They got Recept. They're giving a good bit of money away, man. They did the updated of it. Watch. Let me read it. Got the update.
Huh? The Buffalo Dragway,
huh? Yeah, here it is right here. This is the new updated one. Big Tie, $2,500. Small Tie, $4,000. Outlaw, Daily Driver, $25. Daily Driver, $2,500. 7-0 Index, $2,000. And it's free entry, and the payouts are based on 8 cars in each class. So, that's pretty damn good. Yep. And that's Saturday, September 24th. I didn't say the 24th on here. Let me see the date. Is one say 24 and one say 25th? September. That's the 24th. It is the 24th. That flyer was the other flyer. Okay, so Saturday, September 24th. All right. Good. Another good one. You got, man, what's, shit, come on, Jamie. Travis. Black Ops is doing the race up in, and don't make me lie. Hang on, y'all. I didn't write it down. I thought I did, but he got one the following week after, I think it's August 27th. I'm looking for it. I can't find it. Write this down. Steel, Alabama. Thank you, Jimmy. Couldn't remember. That's the, not mistaken. Was 27 Steel, Alabama, y'all. Riddell, your mic open.
Anybody on there? You can't hear nothing.
You can't hear me talking?
I hear you in and out.
All right. Well, look, I have my earphones on. Let me get my earphones. Hang on a second. Let me put them out. I'm talking off my speakerphone.
Can't hear nobody else. Can't hear nobody else.
Okay. Let's see something here. Hello?
Yo.
Oh, if you can hear me. Yeah, let me finish charging my headsets. Just got to put them on charge.
Man, get that old junk off.
On my speakerphone, 504-4714. That's hot.
Yeah, I'm just checking in. I can hear you just like ain't nobody talking.
ain't nobody here.
You can hear me
read
out?
Right now.
You can hear me read out?
Yeah, I finally heard one person. Hi, Rod, that's you. Well, shit, I thought this motherfucker
was
dead.
Well, his name is Wes. Wes be talking light now. You gotta, Wes is kind of, don't be hearing Wes too much. He's kind of
Wes.
Real quiet. Yep. You in California, Riddell?
I'm back because they got a bike thing coming up in 2 weeks, so I come back to go to the bike rally. National bike rally gonna be in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge?
Yeah, National Harley-Davidson bike rally gonna be in next week at Lamar Dixon. You wanna see some pretty goddamn big wheel bikes? That's where you need to be.
That's what I like to get. If I got one, I want me one of them. That's what I get.
And if you want to see, some pretty ones, you need come anywhere around Baton Rouge. They're gonna probably be about 20,000-30,000 of them here next weekend, the 2nd through the 7th.
Hey. Oh, hell yeah.
National Black, it used to be the National Black Bikers Association, but now it's the National Bikers Association. They come from all over the country, man. It's going to be nice. This is the folk. We've been trying they've been trying to get this thing to come here for about 10 to 15 years, and it finally came coming this year.
Well, that's good. That's good. Hell yeah.
Oh, man, you're going to probably see 100,000 Harley Davidsons. Big wheels, small wheels, three wheels, four wheels. It's going to be some badass bikes.
Damn.
You want to see some big wheel bikes and get an idea? You need to just come around Baton Rouge and sit on 30 and you'll see them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be real nice.
Well, that's good. Hell yeah. That's next weekend.
You're saying by Steel. Steel run the weekend after that, ain't it?
Huh?
The 18th?
Yeah, Steel is the weekend after Moen Formica race.
No. When? Moen Formica race is the 2nd through the 7th?
No, the 20th. August 20th.
Steel's,
and then Travis got his race in Steel.
Who?
Travis. Black Ops.
Yeah, but
Travis Santa Cruz.
Steel got Steel got a race the weekend of the 12th.
Who put that on, you know?
I don't know, but I know they got a race coming up.
I'll pull it up right now. Hang on. Alabama International Dragway. Let's see, Doc. September. Radio Outlaws is coming in September. Saturday. I couldn't see that, no. That's that. Let's see. August 20th is Jet Calls, Blowers, and Pro Mods.
August 20th, Hill, Alabama. August the 20th, the 12th, and the 13th. Anything on 28th?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. How the hell you find it?
I just sent the flyer.
Takes who? Takes me to fly?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Oh, poop bag your boo boo. All right, yeah, all right, hell yeah. I did that on August 12th, 13th. I got poop sneaking on August 12th and 13th.
You got it?
Steel. Yes, sir. It's very boo boo. Bag your boo boo.
That's the weekend after this bike thing.
Yeah, and then you got, and after that one is more of them racing and following that. Travis will be back up there. All right. Yeah. This ought to be pretty good here. $8,000 pair, $2,500. It's a little payout. Free entry, too. Well,
yep. Gonna be a nice race.
Oh, yeah. The track gonna hook. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wish you the best. By the way, the 14 million valuation on Disney has been ridiculous.
You taking your car up there?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go.
I know him and Mo was trying to lock up at one time. Barry Boo Boo, whatever his name is.
Oh, okay.
Right before Mo race, so I don't think he's going to go up there. I'm going to get his call. Yep. What about it?
I can't believe nobody is saying nothing.
It's quiet, man. It's laid back. They don't. They'll get the loudmouth to get on here pretty soon.
Damon, where your sidekick at? Or Daniel, he ain't got his thing up and running yet.
No, he wiped me down, man. He can help me and Clyde wipe our cars down.
Oh, okay. Call him Scooter Man.
We might let him get keys. Let him help keys wipe keys down.
Yeah. He must be building this car with an EBT card or something.
Oh, man. You wrong with that.
Oh, I like fucking with him way yet.
I'm surprised he ain't on here because he done told you something. Right now, Hi, Roger. Working on that truck y'all got?
I'm laughing because I'm out here right now.
Well,
I'm fast out here right now. I didn't have nothing to do. The weather was stopping me from doing that other stuff, so I was on his end up in Macomb working on some of the stuff, cleaning some stuff on the property.
Mhm.
Hey, how about you putting that new car on the 20?
Yeah. Jamie, I just sent you the picture. I'm just did that. Send it to my partner.
What's the name of the car you're putting together?
I don't know, man.
I got 801. I'm 801.
Okay, now nah, that one.
Man, if I really don't.
When you.
Don't do something in the front. Mm.
When I saw Madison, it might be Cheese trying to mess with me, man. Talking shit.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, Cheese.
Well, Madisonville was 845.
Somebody playing a game.
Well, it could be a cell phone, though.
Yeah, it's a cell.
Okay, well, yeah, that could be. Yeah, that could be any sort of a number there. But landline stuff is 45. Yep.
Yeah, 985-202 number. 985-202, James.
Wait, I said 201?
985-202.
202. Let me see something in my directory. I got this person.
I saw that. Landon was texting and told me he was calling. Keith,
no.
You had some crazy time, but it filled with some crazy.
No, that ain't me. But yeah, get that picture.
All right.
Let me see if you want wood or whatever.
Hey, can he do it? Can he get back? Can he do it with Cypress?
You do whatever you want.
You know how they do that? You know how they do the Cypress with the epoxy?
With the what?
Epoxy.
You talking about the epoxy with all of the thing? Yeah. Listen, I know what you want. I'm going to put you on. Yeah, I know you put that. Yeah, Sean, I'm going to put you on a master of that. That's Stephen's uncle, Tyrone. Right. I'm going to get you.
All right.
I'm gonna get you hooked up with him. He build you got a picture, it can be built.
All right.
He a master of that like that.
All right. I'm gonna get it to you.
It take you too long to try to get it like that. He'll get it and you'll be like, wow, damn, he got it just like the picture. You know, I'm gonna get you hooked up with him.
I'm gonna get it.
You get a picture of everything. I'm gonna get you his number. Y'all can converse. You talk, show him what you want. That's it, you know. And then the son, if you need to install it, him and the son will probably come and install it, you know. So, yep. But actually, you're going to need to come take measurements, you know. So the fireplace is, you got to have offset.
All right, that'll work.
The flammable is 13 inches from the fire, something like that, either 9 or 13. I can't remember. Flammable material, if it's brick, it could be a little closer to the fireplace. But, just get that, figure out what you want, find something you like, and then tell him this what you want and show him. And he'll get you. We didn't see you build something like.
All right. I'm going to get it to you.
All right. Yep. I'm trying to think what other races are you going to, Riddell, besides them two next month? Whatever next month. Oh, Big Dicks.
Yeah. And I'm going to see what if they ain't got nothing conflicting with these Harley events, I'm going to go to that.
Tell you what, buddy. You know they do racing at XRP. That's kind of like Steel, Alabama.
And they got Hell at the Dell coming. Did you see Rumble in the Jungle?
Yeah, I was talking about over past weekend.
looked like it was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that car in the burnout, come out the burnout and turn sideways right there?
Mm-hmm.
On the stoplight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck, almost clip a bunch of people, boy.
Yeah, like a lot of people like lost some legs, so they were just sitting on that wall. Yeah, a lot of people have been limping. I've been in wheelchairs.
Jeez. It'd have been pinned between that wall and that Mustang.
That's what I'm saying. They've been crushed their kneecap and shit.
But they got you got Memorial Day, HMP. You got Hell
yeah,
at the Dell.
Right.
You know, they ain't got nothing coming up at Montgomery.
No, they've been quiet, but you see, I ain't been on here a lot. So I don't it don't give me them updates on them those tracks. Usually when I be on here a lot looking at stuff, you know, you're on your Facebook, it'll pop up. But let me see. When is Hell in the Dell? That's usually around October, huh? Let's see. Hell at the Dell. Let's see what the next one is. Mm-hmm. October 22nd. That's when Hell at the Dell is, Cordell. Write that on my sheet here.
Let's look at him.
All right. Who they call that? Capital City. It ain't called Montgomery, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what they call it.
Yes, that's right. Where else? Capital City Drag. Yeah, Capital City Dragway. Here we go. Let's see. Here we go, Capital City. Let's see what they got. Anything coming up? Their page is bunk. They got shit on their page. We're going to talk about government. See if anybody still be listening to government. Raceway Park, yeah. Let's see. Big Jake's is the 9th and the 10th of September. But these next couple of months are going to be pretty good, man. It's going to be...
Hopefully it's damn cool down a little bit.
Okay. It's still under Montgomery. All right, here we go. Truck meet. That's July 17th. Truck meet, June 3rd. Let's see, this is a bracket, huh? Let's see what it is. There's FTI 350. That's enough. Cedar Falls, that's not in Montgomery. I don't see that in front of me. Regular stuff they don't have. Well, this is 2021. Oh, yeah, this is old stuff. Why do you listen? Let's see. Why are you pulling up, Capital City? Some driveway, raceway. Capital City Motorsports Park. It might be listed to that. Let's see. Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama. Here we go. All right, it's Capital City Motorsports Park. This weekend they got a big time shootout, big time, big rim call.
Where?
Up in Capital City, Montgomery. They got the new gen stuff, and then, you know, 24 up in hard tire, full interior, and they got Dunks 26 and up hard tire. Stuff like that. That's what they got this weekend. Let's see if they got anything else posted up here. Let's see. October 20th, 30th. We got a shootout. Halloween stuff. June, that's already passed. Friday Night Lights, that was past weekend. Nothing about that, though. There you go. A couple, bunch of bracket stuff. That's all that. All right. Something else pop up. I had to write it down. Mm-hmm. Oh, look up Twin Cities. What they got up in, let's see what they got up there. Monroe. That don't seem like it. That's far away in Monroe.
Oh, they got something coming up, Monroe?
Yeah, get it off your chest. It's event up there inside of Sunday, 31st. September 3rd, they got the Thunkadome. Thunkadome, whatever you want to say. I don't want to say that shit. There's nothing else. Another. No schedule. I didn't put it out yet. That's our own stuff here. And that's about it. Shit. Almost 8 o'clock, time to get messy.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
You ain't gonna do that. Yeah. Ain't gonna do that.
No, well, it definitely gonna do it in another 2 weeks. Well, 3 weeks when it's right before the race.
Right for Mo Emery.
Yeah, 20. Yep. Get everybody parked together, close to each other.
When?
So the 20th. We'll hang out
for one.
For more in them race. We'll all be close, you know, everybody be right around each other. So far away.
I thought you said it was messy. Messy? Oh.
What'd you say?
Or you say it was 8 messy.
No, they.
I motherfuckers promote a racetrack. They don't never show up at that track. They always go to other
mm-hmm.
tracks. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, James, check and see if they're testing 205 tonight.
When? No problem?
Yeah, the night before the tournament, like the 19th.
Oh, the 19th before the race? Oh, I'm willing to bet they're going to be, yeah.
Hey,
let me
be another mess caller then. How come they fucking charge you $20 to go park in the back and you could park in the grass for free, I guess?
In the front?
Yeah, what kind of shit is this? $20 to drive through the gate and park. Is that true?
Well, no. Drive through the gate and park on the spectator side, or drive through the gate and park back there by the pit, in the pit.
I think by the pits, I think they were charging you $20 to come through the gate.
Well, I think they should charge you $20. If you ain't going by that spectator side, they need to charge you extra for taking up them spots. You know what they like to do? They like to move all around and park. Most people aren't courteous to race.
Man, you ain't got enough people around that fucking racetrack to be worried about that, man.
Well,
I can understand if you got a goddamn big old national race. That's a whole different game. But the bullshit they had back there, charge you $20 to go through the gate and park, man, that's fucking ridiculous.
Now, they did pull a... Norman had some stuff. He was supposed to talk to him about it. I'm trying to charge him for his handicap. Norman?
Who is that?
Hello, guy. He always be with us on the golf cart. And,
Man, they ain't got no other fucking choice but to let you park in the front with a handicap tag.
Well, they were trying to... They gave him some little thing and talk about something, and he was like, he said he was going to talk to him, call him up.
Man, I tell you what, if they don't let a handicap go and park in the front, all he got to do is report their ass. And I bet you next time they let a fucking handicap go in that park.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, so somebody was listening. I'm pretty sure they'll take care of that, you know.
That's all he needs. All he needs to report
to
him.
Then he tried to charge him. You know, he had his golf cart, and they were trying to tell him, oh, you got to be. He said, man, that's like my wheelchair. He said, that's how I get around.
All he got to do is tell him they didn't want to give him no handicap access and watch the bullshit they have. They'll shut them motherfuckers down until they build handicap access and everything else.
Well, they got all the parking. They got everything right there. They got all the parking for you. And then, you know, they got all behind that, along when you first go in, right by the fuel shed, they got handicap all right along up in there.
You got to give them access to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
No way,
man.
What's about it?
No, not without a doubt. Well,
they can fuck around and play that fool. They get their motherfucking gates closed for sure.
That was just somebody who didn't know what they were doing up front. You know, we went through that. I told him, you got a handicap? I said, yeah. I said, but I don't need a handicap spot. I said, I'll park in the grass. I got a golf cart for my dad to roll my dad, ride my dad around. So all I need to do is, I'm good. You know, I don't need no handicap spot. And Daniel, your mic open. There he is, Riddell.
What you want, Riddell?
Man, when you going to have that goddamn car running?
Why, so I can get across your ass or what?
You ain't got that. Your nuts ain't hanging that low, muscle.
I thought you moved to California.
I did go. I did. I'm back here. I'm capable of moving around,
back?
Can I?
Oh, you back? Oh, you back. I hear you. I don't know. You been to the track lately? I have no problem with you.
Man, I'm not going back there. Come on to Steel. I'm going to Steel in a couple of weeks.
Man, I want to go to Steel. I heard it's unbelievable. I want to go check it out.
That's where I'm going. I'm going next week.
What you taking, Michelle? You taking Obama or what?
I done sold one. I'm going my pickup. My 5. They got a 5-inch class. I'm going. 5-inch.
Yeah, you sold Michelle. You going with Obama, right?
Michelle. I'm going to put my 4-8 FOMO. I'm going to run that one. They got a 5-inch class and a 4-8-4 class.
Man, that's the class. What class? What's the name of that dude that run over there? What's his name? Jamie and what's the name of that dude? Uncle Sam, huh?
I think I'm saying 5-inch.
That bitch fast.
But backstab, I think a 484.
484.
Yeah, back
that's gotta be rolling.
He beat the shit out of Jesse James.
He drove Jesse James through that. So look at this shit.
Man, you thought anything different? I bet that race. Motherfucker ain't leaving.
That's a light car he got, bro.
Man, he gonna beat you out the gate.
Man, look like Jesse James left on him. He went around
him. No. Hell no. Gotta look at the video. Fuck at the altar, boy.
They got me racing locked up for a 20th. I'm trying to see something.
What'd you say?
Well, Jamie moved first.
What? What'd you say, Riddell?
I said Jamie moved first.
What you mean?
And back there? Shit.
Oh, Jamie. Oh.
Make it close to race week and everybody quiet, bro. Y'all
ain't
got like 3 weeks, bro. Well, 3-4 weeks.
Well, 3.5 weeks. 3 weeks from this day, we'll be trying to lock some people in. Well, we ain't going to Mississippi versus Louisiana. We just going to be talking shit on.
You better put a goddamn slick on if you're going.
It's
going to
be hot.
You were saying Stack just did with a slick.
You better put a fucking slick on your
car. Like you with a slick.
You better put a goddamn slick on if you're going back there.
Oh, yeah. We've been slick racing around here.
We know how to slick race. We can't race a race. We can slick race.
Hmm.
We just don't have no shots. We don't. Yeah. We don't have no shots on the back. We just let that son of a bitch slam and hold on.
That's it.
I tell you what, if you got radio shocks on there, you better tighten them motherfuckers up or you'll be sitting on your parachute.
Well, then, I came by you today, bro. I rode right past your exit for that therapy. I should have swung on in there.
Well, I was in my shop all day today. I'm trying to get my big wheel bike straight to go to the thing.
What size wheel you got?
What big wheel bike?
A 34.
Oh, what color is it?
Who?
Huh?
What color is the bike?
I'm going to send you a picture. All
right, I'll send
you a picture. I got two of them.
Wow, you want to buy a fast car?
I got three of them. I just bought another one.
Daniel.
What?
You want to buy a fast car?
Who got a car for sale?
You got to get me a big wheel bike and sell my car. You got to get me a big thighed woman going back.
Man, look, you stuff fucking with them Harley Davidson. You ain't gonna want nothing to do with no damn car. You start messing with these bikes, you ain't want nothing to do with no car. You're going to forget you got a car. Hey, James. I'm going
to
send you
a pro charger.
Just about. I got some parts to sell. I'm going to try to see if anybody looking for some parts.
What you got? I got an old bunch.
Hmm?
You want some?
I need you ain't never sent me what you need. I told you. I mean, what you had. I told
this
you
the
I was
one. Hey, James,
God damn, that business.
I'm going to send you the one I just picked up this weekend in Atlanta. We was at a bike thing in Atlanta.
Ooh, God damn.
I might sell that one. Bad.
Huh?
Look at the other one. I might sell it. I just picked it up in Atlanta this weekend.
God damn, that bitch clean, bro. Son of a bitch.
You see that green one?
I ain't got it yet. It'll come up in a little bit. Damn. Yeah, I like that. I like that big wheel on there. That way you just.
Oh, yeah.
You got sound on it?
Huh?
Ooh, you got sound on it? That's
do
what I'm
I
talking
have...
about. I got to have that. Oh, yeah,
Jamie
it's like
my
Hawley, huh?
Ask Jamie about my black roll can.
This is this like Holly got a new bike like this, a bag, huh? Is this that newer bike? Yeah, because yeah, Holly make a new one kind of like this. That's probably it. They just dress up.
Daniel,
yeah,
seen my Roll King. Ask him if I got some. Daniel.
Roll King, a nice bike.
Shit, oh, that bitch sound good. That bitch loud.
That's
a
fucking Roll King. It ain't no joke now.
Lord,
my black Roll King.
Riedel.
Hurt your ears.
Riedel, that's that black one you had over here by my house when you came by the marathon that day. You and your partner.
Yeah, man, I meant to call you and tell you, nigga, you need to cut all them grass in your front yard. You could rent some trailer spots next week, $300 a lick.
What you talking about?
If you cut all them grass in the front where you're trailing on both sides, I can get you some freewheel parking, $3 a camper.
What, they got somebody Lamar Dixon?
Yeah, they got the national bike round up at Lamar Dixon on the 2nd through the 7th. They got a lot of people looking for places to park. Dry camp.
Oh, I don't know.
You cut them down
you still got
grass,
that?
You can get $300 a head. Just pick up you a couple $1,000 right quick.
Mm-hmm.
You got my green one, Jamie?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Look like the Harley got a new one like that.
Yeah, that's fun. I just bought that bike this week. I bought this bike
it's
from a girl, from a lady
that painted up. That's not got a paint job on it.
Oh, yeah, that somebody's got a big old motor.
$1,000 paint job on that bike.
That somebody's got a big motor. You ought to hear the motor on that boy. They got a 138 on that bike.
Mm-hmm. I got a pipe got to tuck down.
I got a big old motor on that bad boy.
Wheel ain't big enough in the front for me, though. I like that first one. I like the big
one. Well, listen, this is a 28 on here.
Yeah.
That's a 28 on there.
Clean, boy.
Oh, that's a nice bike. Real nice bike. It matched my motorhome. That's why I bought it.
Yeah, I was about to say, it do look like the same.
It kind of matched my motorhome a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
You won't see some. I'm telling you, be anywhere near that place next week. Shit, I have some bikes over there, boy.
It's impossible. I might have to ride down there.
Or you'd have a blast if your old man liked to ride bike.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Let me see if I can find a picture of Butler bike. He bringing up here this week. A fucking trike, boy. I'm going to send you another picture. A trike, boy. That big badge of the... And this little car. See this car right here?
Boy, y'all talking about a trike. Y'all seen that one Shaquille O'Neal had with them 4G autos, however you say that shit? I think on 32s or 34s.
Yeah, but what? He can't touch Butler. He tried to buy... He tried, before he built that bike there, he tried to buy a Butler bike, and Butler wouldn't sell it to him. Watch this thing when I send it to you, Jamie. He was trying to buy that. Shaq was trying to buy this bike, and the boy wouldn't sell it to him. He from Batesville, Mississippi.
Dude, when I tell you that trike, that thing must be as long as my record bed. Fucking 12, fucking 20 foot long for Shaq's big ass. On, I don't know if it's 32, 34, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but wait till you see this trike this weekend gonna come in town. That motherfucker, cold boy. Woo, Butler shit cold. That fucking trike, that's so goddamn clean. Let me see. I'm trying to find a picture of it. I know I snapped a picture.
Well, I see Shaq's right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but watch this when you when I send it to you, Jamie. That bitch, you a cold blooded boy. This trike here? Shit. Shaq got it. Shaq and what's his name built one. But they got to go a long way to beat this motherfucker here. Where Butler bike at? Man, I know I got a picture of that thing. Let me get a picture of it. Watch.
I tell you what, y'all, anybody playing spark plugs lately?
Huh?
Highest giraffe pussy. Yeah, man.
Highest giraffe pussy.
I'm so bad I was going to buy some a couple of months back. Fuck around waited. And I fuck around and found out, too. I said, I'll be damned.
What kind you looking for, James?
10. I don't need nothing big.
58, I might have some left for my turbo car.
Well, fuck, look and see what you got, Bob.
Because I know
Chicken Bone got them by the buckets over here.
Yep. But you're going to pay for them.
Yep.
I got
$34 for 8 of them.
I know I got some 12s for damn sure.
Oh, I'll tell fucking 12. I ain't going to buy that shit. See what you got. Let me know. I'm going to call and remind you, ass.
Let me get a clean picture of this strike, boy.
Yeah, I was on the date looking. I said, God damn.
That's all the boys. They're going to be over here by my house. I'm going to send you a picture of them, Jamie. They're going to be by my house. They're going to come. Well, they're coming Sunday.
Okay.
But on and with the strike too, the one that Shaq tried to buy. The mean bitch, mm-hmm. boy. That fucking trike so nasty. Get this one up. That's for this one above the place.
Hmm. Oh, somebody want to talk to me. 985-2377, who we got?
It's Kadu, Jamie. What's going on?
Huh?
It's Kadu, Jamie.
Oh, Kadu. Okay. What's up, Kadu? I'll tell you what I'm doing. You be hanging out this weekend?
Hey, Kadu.
Hey,
Riddell. Where you at?
Riddell. You talking about that Candy Brown one? You talking about that trike?
No, that orange one. You going to see him this weekend?
I seen a guy build the Candy Brown Brothers when it looked like his custom-built brothers thing is one of a kind, bro.
Oh, you ain't seen Butler trike, cuz. Butler, they ain't a trike around you. They ain't a trike like Butler bike. I'm trying to get a clean picture of
Butler bike, clean, bro.
Huh? Hey, you coming to the thing, Kadu?
Yeah, I'm coming. Yes, I'm coming.
Hey, James, you and bring that little shit they got around there. I'm going to run slap over them with that shit they got around there.
Man, hey, listen, Jamie. He did right to go sit down there and buy two more before we come, because we coming.
hey, Kadu, and guess what? And let me tell you this here.
You did right.
Let me tell you this here now. Listen to me good. I want I'm already calling boys out that street hole. I want to see what y'all got over there. I'm going to pull y'all ass on the interstate with that green hole I got. I'm going to run slap over you.
Hey, man, we got something that with a bigger motor than what you got, man. So what you talking about?
Well, we're going to have to find out then, Kadu.
Okay.
That's all I'm telling you. We're going to have to put them on 73 to 20.
Hey, you got no problem with that either.
We're going to have to jump up on the interstate with them.
Hey, I already heard what you said you got.
I ain't going to hide what I got.
Huh?
Oh, that's just strike that orange?
Yeah, the orange.
I don't know what you say. Yeah, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about what you say.
You can't even see the wheels on that sucker.
You see that thing, huh? That pitch cold blooded right there.
And it was just red
that's
one
all,
here.
That's all three of his bikes right there. That brown one,
that one.
No, he owned a trucking company in Batesville, Mississippi.
Okay.
Hey, he got a brown trike?
No, he got an orange trike.
Yeah, but this dude here got a, like a, bro, this is like a root beer brown candy. Man, this thing trike so clean, bro, like he built this thing like a spaceship.
Man, I wish I ain't got your number. I'll send you a picture of the bike. Text my number. I'm going to send you a picture of this trike, man.
Hey, love, my number, look, take it right now. Just,
hold on. Let me send it to you. Message. Give it here. Give it to me.
986-686-2377.
686-2377. Just send it to you. Get that price, that boy. Shaq, hey, Shaq offered that boy almost $200,000 for that trike, and he turned him down.
See, I took that $200,000 and build me another one.
See, you ain't build one like that. That bitch got reversed and everything in it. Wait till you see it this weekend. He going to be parked with me.
Yeah, you probably going to be next up then. You know, we were last time.
No, because we got a whole, you know when you go there? We got that whole corner. We bought that whole corner when you come in there.
We got a whole fucking thing too, shit. I guarantee we try to close to y'all.
When you come in, we bought the, we in front of building 6 and that other building right on that, where the street go all the way back and that first cross street.
I can be real bike.
He heard that $200,000 for a three-wheel, and he turned it down.
Yeah.
What?
That's a bad bike, cuz.
Yeah.
There we go. That's clean. I ain't gonna lie. It's clean. It's clean as a fuck.
Wait till you see it in person. Butler don't need no money, though.
I got to finance the other trike to show you the other one. You're going to be like, this bitch has, bro, built like a – bro, you got to see this motherfucker built like a
space. I know. You talking about that blue and white one or that black one?
No, I'm talking about that candy brown root beer one.
Yeah, that's the one Powerhouse built.
Powerhouse out of Texas built that thing.
Hey, where that's
going
to
be at?
At Lamar Dixon.
At Lamar Dixon
over here by my house.
That's Assumption Parish.
It's going to be the second through the 7th. I'm telling you, if you won't see some clean motorcycles, you ain't never seen a big wheel bike. That's the place to be that next weekend. And music on a bike? Shit. They're going to have some bikes come that sound like a damn concert, boy.
Goddamn right.
They're going to have some bikes come
that sound
like a fucking concert.
Make me put my little shit up, Larry. Right,
make that shit happen, nah.
Oh, make me. I'm getting in that ultra lightweight competition. I'm going to put my black bike in that lightweight.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. If that little black bike Riedel's talking about, that one he ride around all the time, this is no bullshit. Some of y'all know where I live at, some of y'all don't. But we was at about a Tanger Mall, and he was going underneath the interstate, and I could still hear him jamming, getting on the interstate to go home. This is no bullshit.
Hey, I'll pull up on there. He know what's happening. He's fucking in the black.
Hey, my shit ain't nothing nice here tonight. I'm going to tell you right now.
How many speakers you got on that, Kadu?
Man, I ain't got that. Look, I got enough.
Hey, hold on, Kadu. Answer the question. How many speakers you got on that?
I got 6.
And I got 4. And I'll run over your ass.
I guarantee you would.
See ya. You going to
make that happen? When you going to make that happen?
We're going to make it happen Friday. Pull up on me Friday.
What
you got that?
What amp you got, Riedel?
Digital sound. Hey, Jamie, man, you the man I need to see.
What?
I need to come there. I got a trunk that go on the back of this bike. I want you to build that into a true speaker box. If I could put a 12 in there, I want to see if I got enough airspace to handle a 12. If I don't, I'm going to put a 10 in it. A single 10 trunk.
I'm gonna build the rest of the sound. I just need somebody to build that trunk into a true speaker box for me.
Mm-hmm.
You the man. I want a Birch it, cause Birch probably gonna be the best thing to put in there.
Yeah, buddy. It lasts and stronger. MDF,
huh?
MDF suck up water. MDF just pull moisture so much. Birch is stronger.
Ooh, Birch.
Yeah.
What you saying, that
Birch
do what?
It don't flex as much. MDF, it flex a little bit more, and then it sucks up that moisture. Birch don't.
Yeah, I want to put a 10 in there, or I want to put a 15 in there. I mean a 10 or a 12, but I want to mesh. I want to make it out of true. Huh?
You're going to make it a band pass so you don't see the woofer with the support poke out, huh?
Well, all I want to do is make sure that I can plug it in my truck and it play like a truck box.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna incorporate it on that bike.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
I want to make it a truck box, whether it's a band pass or either it's a band pass will hit harder, I think.
Well, you tune it with frequency, you know. You need it with the frequency that you want to. Then your music play at, so to boost it. The loudest
I
want to
drop.
Frequency.
In order for me to get in the heavyweight class, I got to get down in the 35s and down. I got to get on the bottom.
Oh, it hurts when you hit.
I ain't got to be loud, but I got to get on the bottom and pick up that bottom bass. You know what I mean?
Oh, what you do that is if you ain't driving it, you put that sumbitch and port that sumbitch to the ground.
That's
so
what
when
I'm saying.
When it hit that ground, it echoes. You like when you ever notice how when you put turn downs on a car, how it sounds so deep? And when they got the straight pipes out the back, it don't sound good. Same with that port. Remember Mobile One, the AC Wheeler, the base was under the bottom and it was shooting on the ground.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
why
that's going to end up happening. The trunk set so high it's going to hit the fender, then hit the ground.
Oh, no. Yeah. You got to do
I'm
something.
Too high from the ground. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm too high. If I was close to the ground, see, if I would
put it on the ground,
port
that sumbitch under the bottom, where that port hit that ground, that's gonna be hit.
If I would use my saddlebag and make them more, mm-hmm. then
that's
I could do that.
Like I'm doing.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's what they're all doing. They all using. The
yeah, that's why they're hitting. They probably got them ported under the bottom. You just can't see it.
Oh yeah,
you know?
they got 2-inch. They got either from a 2-inch to a 3-inch port in them.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Yeah, that's how much you tune
and
them.
They run
probably, 210 about 30 hertz. Turn away from 26 to 35 hertz.
Yeah,
and especially with music, and then find the music you play. That's where it's gonna hit. Shit. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah,
that's the whole key. But and nah, man, they before. You couldn't get, like, them SPL meters and all of spectra analyzers and all that. You couldn't. It was so expensive. But now you buy that shit, $500, $600, your phone can analyze the system. So you can.
Well, you know, that's what I did with my system. I got that. I don't have to. I use a boy one, but the one with the mic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about trying to buy me one.
Yeah, they got that one. I forgot the name of it. They got one hooked up to you. You can hook it up. It's like $600. It goes Bluetooth through your phone. You can see all the frequencies, everything. Hmm?
Can't you put one? Can't you go on Apple and download a what they call a frequency
tone generator?
Yeah, a tone generator.
Yeah, you can get a tone generator, but I'm talking about is a mic that tells BB and tells everything what frequency is playing. So what you can do is as you if you need to tune your box, you can tune it. So you can fill a box, put the port longer, play it, and then if it's not right, you can cut it or make it longer and get the box tuned up in the car or on the outside of the bike so you get the maximum SPL out of it. So you can play with it. See, back then,
the guys
that was winning, they had them, that big high-dollar system. We couldn't buy all that. But now, like you say, technology with smartphones, shit coming down. You know,
you hit
150 dB now with cheap shit. You know, back then it was you hit 150 dB, you was rocking and rolling.
Oh yeah,
but
Shit. On mine,
if
I
you really want to try to win something like that, that'd be the thing to do. Get that and get it somewhere and keep playing the music like they play. Or they let you on play your music and keep tuning it for that. So you get your maximum output.
That green bike you seen, I want to build a big system on it.
Mhm. And then the thing now, man, you get them lithium batteries, they light and they discharge so much, so fast, you can put bigger system. And the amps are smaller too because they're digital. So
yeah, and pulling up all
now
that
you
power
can keep up.
Like a tube amp.
Mhm. You can put them up, put batteries in there. Or you keep your system up. So when you get a big draw, it pulls off the battery, and alternate just takes time to charge it back up, you know? So that's pretty neat.
Yeah. I have.
Mo, your mic open, too. But, yep.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get with you, man.
Yeah, how? I got, you know, I'll play with it some. Especially if it's smaller, get in the shop, you know? I've been wanting to put a system in my car for them. I still got shit, man.
Well, I just built a new system under my bus.
Yeah, I would put something under my dad's truck. Put them up. We're gonna load them up. I'm gonna trick that thing out.
I'm gonna try to find me one for cruising the coast, man.
What, a truck?
Yeah, I want anywhere from a 40 to a 50 something.
All right. I'll keep my eye on and stuff. I know another guy looking for a 66 like my dad.
Yeah, I want to
a buy a little tractor.
I want a fat window, a five window.
I know what you want. Yeah, you want the five windows or the big window to wrap around.
Right. I'll take the five window, the fat window, five
mm-hmm.
window, the big window.
Yeah, what's that? The 48, huh? 48 and 50.
Yeah.
That
I like.
I know which one you want. But you got the big grill in the front, big long
that
grill.
One for cruising
with the long
coast.
Line.
Did you get that red one from Cruise
yeah.
Course with that on
it? Ah man, I seen so many trucks. I dude, in my mind, I was yeah, so much I couldn't remember, Riddell. I probably seen it because we was. It almost like every time we go somewhere and we stop, all a bunch of Chevy trucks will pull up, you know. We'll hit them little spots and they're all parking around each other.
I'm going to try to make that deal, that cruise, what they're going to have around Scooby, over there by Scooby M. I think they do that Wednesday
yeah.
night, don't they?
Yeah, they got that. And then at Long Beach, they usually have a C-10
yeah, that's
meet.
That's
yeah,
Long
that's
Beach.
At Long Beach. Yeah, Long Beach they have a C-10 meet because we were staying in Long Beach. At an Airbnb 2 years ago, and that's we went over to that, and they had all kind of trucks.
I think
you
it
know?
Was that Wednesday.
I was like, man, I think it's Wednesday, and it might be, it's either Wednesday evening or Thursday. What? Because it was the first day he was there. Yeah, and Scooby got something at Moss Point, too, they do. So, a cruising in Moss Point, Mississippi.
And they do that burnout contest and all that shit over there.
Yeah, that's by Pasco. Well, yeah, that's in Past Christian. We got caught in that. Man, I was like, you know, but, and then when you go to Pascagoula and you leave, you can't do a burnout, but if you want to do a burnout, they got a little special road that they got, they call it blocked off and everything, and you make like a $5 donation to the police department, and you can follow it up. So, which is cool, you know. I mean, and you see some people here. So I told my dad, so I'm going to go like these. Because look, that motor got pretty strong. I mean, as soon as you wrap the gas, it ain't like someone calls you and goes, I mean, as soon as I hit the gas, I said, no, we don't need to do that. I said, give me $5. Let me go down there and show if I do a burnout right quick. Got that 4L60, we'd be leaving with no, we'll have all neutrals in that sucker.
Yeah, shit.
Shit, I ain't messing with that. If it ever pop, I'm going to put a 4L80 in it. But it's working. I ain't touching it. You know, all we do is cruise. I gotta get as soon as I finish my car, and after this I'm gonna get on it. I wanna put that tilt steering wheel in it. I changed the shocks in the back, put the relocation so it ride better. Shocks was because it was lower, them shocks were on that big angle. So I fixed that. I got a new wiring harness I wanna pop in it. Because I got them old fuses. Update that. And then that's it, man. I'm gonna change the window regulator. They get bad in the door. I'll move in the pocket, man. That's it. Like the supercharger on it. One of those that Mag Daddy parts kit.
Mm-hmm.
Just for show, you know. I mean, right now, it ain't got too much power. What it is, not just Nash last, but he put a supercharger. Just when you go to the show, you know, everybody look at it, look around, you pop that hood, let them see that power. Everybody's got all that pretty shit. And I want to put a wider tie in the back. Put like a Nitto drag radio on it. Huh?
It'll hold a big tie, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, the guy that did we bought the truck from, I know what he did. He just bought a set of, you know, American Racing Wheels, you know, they sell them 20s at a, you know, sell wheels and tires at a rate. They're only 8 inches wide or 7.5. But I got another almost 2 inches I can go to the outside. The back spacing is perfect. I got more room to go to the fender. So I can put a nice, and then have a nice deep dish on it. It'll look good. Then I want to put a drag radio on it. So when I get out there and I get on it, I got me something to grab. Because we don't drive, man, maybe 500 miles a year, you know. Cruising the coast is the most miles we ever put on it. You know, we drive and come home, so we ain't going to wear them tires out that bad. I just buy another set. Yeah. We go to these little car shows around here.
I'm going to go Wednesday. Me, I'm going out there early next year.
Yeah, well, Wednesday during the day, we usually go pick our packet up. We might go Tuesday, depending on what work is. Work is slack. And I'll just load up and ride. We'll ride out there Wednesday. We'll pick the packet up and then go. Thursday when they start the card punching. That's why we like to go Thursday, because we go all the way to Pascagoula that morning, sit down, relax, get some barbecue and all that, and then we'll make our way back and hit Ocean Springs and the Islandville, and then we hit Edgewater Mall, stuff like that. So that's a little bit different. Yeah, you got one? Oh, let me try this. See this way. Is it good? Well, let me see what it tastes like. It's crazy about this cooking. Ah, damn, this one is good, boy. Damn.
Huh?
I don't know if y'all heard about crumble cookies. We got one over here, man. They got them people standing out there before under the tent for 2 and 3 hours. And one of the girls just went over there in Covington, right by the house on the road. Well, the youngest just went over there with her friends, and we just come back with a crumble cookie, and something tastes pretty good, pal. But I wanted to see, boom, your mic open, too. But, yep.
Yeah. Moses. Hey, Jamie, let me know y'all going to be at, because, you know, I'm going to be in Sausage Dog out there with y'all, man. You know, I go every year, too.
You know
so.
That, I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan. I crew. Me and, shit, you don't think I ride? That's Wild Thing, do I ride?
Man,
shit, we ride. Me, Wild Thing, and his fucking wife.
We sign up for Cruising Coast, where you got to get all, you got to get them 7 punches. We do them all Thursday.
But see, we don't, I think Wild Thing don't sign, I don't sign up for the package or nothing. Me. I don't sign.
Do. But if not, I'm sitting on the beach and won't do nothing. But since my dad, and then he likes to ride. So.
Right.
So he just put the miles on us.
Yeah, well, I was letting them go get the package and do all that, get the stickers and all that. I just go to just ride around and see mm-hmm. everybody, wave at everybody, bumper to bumper traffic,
yeah.
dry hop here and there, dry hop, you know what I'm saying? Go to the gas
mm-hmm.
station, put 93 in it, ride some more. You know what I'm saying? When you can find 93 around that motherfucker, you better help clear the gas.
Sure.
We got down there, they didn't have a whole lot of 93.
Fuel containers. I'm going to bring some Ray fuel containers with this year because it might be hard to find gas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It may be.
Yeah. I'll get home.
Oh, Lord have mercy. What is... Oh, man. I think my wife had to come and get me because I think she got the key.
Fuck.
Oh, well. Shit, what been going on the show? I got on late, Jamie. I got on
not
late.
Damn man. Thing. I'm glad you got on. Everybody quiet, boom.
Oh, okay. Well, I can imagine how they're going to be when I get off, Chris, with them slow motherfucking cars.
You
they got
to
go. Well,
they're
going to be showing up in
about
the world. Yeah, they talk about me now. And when I had all present, none of the motherfuckers said, I got the motherfuckers in my, let me specify that because I know somebody done hit one of them the third time. But anyway, motherfucker that's in my class, in my caliber car. Yeah. And I can't talk a whole lot. I can talk a little bit. But when I get all present, goddamn me, a motherfucker burn out. And to quit, I got a bound on his motherfucking head. I wish I could be ready for the 20. I wish I could be. I wish I'd go home, clack my heels, and that motherfucker just be at my doorstep in the morning. Down on his motherfucking ass, I go.
Shit, y'all. I'm doing pretty good, man. Hell, shit. Yep. I'm close. I'm. Hope I find my shit up next week. But, I'll wait for that supercharger bracket. And no
overdraft. For another reason, Capital One isn't even easy. My bad, Jamie. I had to click over, man. I had to find out where my key was so I could leave, man. Make the damn trailer home. Bring that old, I tried to get rid of David, I think it was David or Daniel was bullshitting. Had somebody had a Firebird they wanted an LS swap. I told the motherfucker I had a whole Camaro over here that was LS swap. You know what I'm saying? I want it with an LS1 in it, a whole car, turnkey. I just couldn't get the paperwork good on it. So they had a V6 over there in Covington, somebody over in that area. And you may know who it is, but I don't know. But I got a whole LS1 car. So get what? Taking my trailer home tonight, loading that motherfucker up on the trailer, drive it up on the trailer, bring that bitch to my shop tomorrow, pull all that shit out. I'm going to sell the K-frame, all that shit, all that, the 150 mile out dashboard, the 30th anniversary seats, everything that come out the Camaro. It's a true, well, it's a clone SS truck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
It's clone. It's cloned like a Z28.
All right.
SS, I mean. But I'm gonna I'm load that bitch up and I'm gonna do my box Chevy.
There you go.
Put that bitch in my box Chevy and take the box Chevy and get it all fixed up and let them youngsters maybe get out of it.
There you go.
That's how that
you're goes. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So Yep. But shit, it's going down this weekend, Sunday, man.
What?
For Mika Wave.
That's right, this Sunday, too. I just announced that. Yeah. 31st, yeah, that's right.
Right, yeah, she got her race is Sunday.
All right.
Yeah, her race is Sunday. And then we're going into August. And then.
Yeah. Well, we got
August is filled up.
Yeah.
August is filled up.
I mean, the 12th and 13th.
Yeah.
Was that 12th and 13th?
Yeah.
Or the 14th? Me and them got their, and Smoke got their race. Boo-Boo got something. Barry Boo-Boo got something on the 12th and 13th. That's still. The 6th, they got a, Atmo got no prep race up there. On 6th. So, yeah,
where they fucking with this prep? Shit, everybody gonna be no prep race.
No,
or run with your Brown. I'm glad my truck is, here, because all these radio motherfuckers gonna be sitting up in the woods. Or they're gonna be traveling a whole lot. I ain't worrying about it. I can go to any track. I'm gonna be a state capital, like goddamn me, I'm on. I always went to state capital every Friday anyway, so.
People started going to radios and the track started to try to please everybody to put their clue. And people got spoiled and hooked on that number.
Well, it is what it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing. Look, it always a change. It's like a cycle of life, man. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jamie, I got some good news yesterday.
What up?
I got some good news yesterday. Yesterday when I was down about it, my engine build, I called the people about the piston because the engine build was like, man, I'm going to put your shit in that back cone over there. And I said, no, don't put it over there. I'm going to find out. So I called the people. So they got whatever material that they need. They said my piston ship out any day. So I'm glad.
Quinn just fell off. DeQuinn, oh,
damn. Man, DeQuinn ain't going to do nothing. DeQuinn doing what he doing. He got a big block over there. When I get a big block, he ain't going to want to talk.
I'm going to
talk about what you
do. All that talking for the best. We out there racing right now. I'm just listening to y'all. I'm going back on you.
Oh, okay. You better stay in Colonia. You better stay in Colonia. Hey, Jamie, he ain't allowed no more track.
Hey, man, I got a street car. I ain't got a race car. Just bring your motherfucking ass out.
You ain't got no street car, man. You got a whole motherfucking race car. Knock it off. You can't drive other street, man.
I got a fucking punk ass car. You scary motherfucker?
Okay. Well, that's cool. I ain't going to stiff you today. I'm going to run your motherfucking ass head the fuck up. Motherfucker, that lazy ass big block you got, mother. I don't give a fuck about that motherfucker.
I ain't running you, motherfucker. You gotta let me move or something. I don't
man,
see
I'm
how bad.
Oh,
goddamn.
There you go.
Lord have mercy.
Uh-huh. I'm good, bro.
Hey, let me move to the other lane. Tell him move to the other lane.
Let him move in the burnout,
yeah.
Boo.
I'm gonna let him move. Yeah, I'm gonna let him move. You can move to the burnout. Go to the burner.
Come on, get Don Mack and all of them and the motherfucking, the big time motherfucking turbo car. You won't give them
okay,
no motherfucking.
Okay, we'll let you move with Don. I can't speak for Don. I can't speak for Don Mack Trump, but guess what? We'll give you the move. We'll let you move. We'll let you move with Don Mack Trump.
Kick me in my ass? Let me fuck up. Kick me in my ass?
We're going to let you move with Don Mack's little tan truck. I can't speak with Don Mack's truck, but I'll lock that in. If I lose the lockup, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it.
Damn.
Fuck it.
Oh,
we're going to let you move
said,
the tan
I,
truck.
I said you wanted to give Don Mack the move. I ain't said me, motherfucker. I said you. You want to give Don Mack the move? You want to give
who? That's fake news, brother. That's fake news. That's fake news you're talking about. That's fake news. Who said that?
You want to get Dunk Master and all of them to hit, motherfucker? I got a Stocks motherfucking turtle, and you get the fuck on, man. What the, I look like I got to kiss my ass on my forehead or something? Man, get the fuck on, man.
You got a Detroit beast on that motherfucker.
Man,
yeah, but your tune is legendary. Your tune is legendary, DeGuin.
Yeah, but the tune on could do what the car gonna let him do. Y'all got the game fucked up.
You got the game fucked up. You think a motherfucker gonna give a whole motherfucking big block ass race car a motherfucking move? Man, get a light, man. So, what you think a motherfucker at? What you think a motherfucker got on their forehead?
Everything about this car stock, man. You get the fuck on with that thick ass.
Oh,
okay,
come on now, DeQuinn. Come on now, DeQuinn.
Hey, hold on. Okay, hey, watch this, Jamie. You know what you was talking about the whole first part of the show?
Damn.
I will lock that motherfucker in right now. 200 on 500. Then he ain't going to come and cruise with us for cruising code with that fucking street car. With that big block in. He ain't going to be there. Somebody got a street car, pump gang car. Man, tell that shit to a motherfucker that you want to trick with that slow motherfucker.
Stop that.
Hey, that's good you got a good car that work on that road in Colonco. That means that motherfucker ain't hit no shit.
All right, then. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. You got to give me something.
I can use you.
That's what I'm telling you. You got to give me something. I ain't got shit.
I'm going to give you some.
I ain't giving you shit.
I'm giving him the next line.
Like I said, I saw Ray.
I ain't giving him shit.
DeQuinn, if you keep on playing around, these motherfuckers gonna draw down on you.
No, matter of fact, that was a 15. We out here racing again. I drove that bitch.
Oh.
And he beat the five fenders.
I know you did. You heard that word? They bit the lick.
I'm going to send you the video.
Them ball with them 16, if they draw down on the Chad Shakerball, they draw down on me. With the 16. So, them ball going to draw down on you, too.
Oh, yeah, them boys, them fucking cars riding, man.
I know.
Them cars riding,
bro. I bet you they ain't never one of the bitches. Man, I put no nitrous on that bitch to my fuck with me, though. They already got nitrous on it, though. They were running nitrous methane. So they already got nitrous.
What do you think them dudes on fam like that? Man, they got all kind of ways they can hide that shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I ain't worried about them hiding nothing on me. Go get what? I know when it looks fine. They better not try me. So they better come as they are. Because I'm coming as I am.
Not last night. Come on, man.
Huh?
Yeah, you turn that shit on, huh?
I'm turning everything on.
You gonna let your nuts hang, boom?
On the fucking motor.
Huh?
You gonna let your nuts hang, boom?
The Quinn out there tripping them youngsters out there. They ain't changed out there. Somebody
here. Me and Lizelle running. Yeah,
okay.
What?
Who?
Me and Liddell just finished running.
Oh, okay. You can beat him?
Yeah, me and him ran Sunday. I fucked him up in eight, but I went to short shift.
Oh, shit.
I fucked him up in eight and went to short shift for 2 days, man. What's up? Well, fuck
it,
man.
I can go
out
there with Lil Blue and have fun.
Huh?
Were y'all running to the corner?
Man, I don't know what no fucking nitrous feel like, man. I drive that bitch on motor. I ain't never drove it on sprit before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ain't gonna drive it on sprit out here on this fucking road right here. I promise you that.
So you on the motor? On the fucking motor, huh?
Yeah, we're on the motor. We still having fun. All right, I had to fucking caught bogging on, man, shifting the whole fucking fast. That motherfucker got a little crazy. I shifted. I ain't know. I just shifted the motherfucker.
That's all I got to do is hit another gift. Hit another gift.
Yeah, we have bumper love. I'm going to hit that motherfucker work. He edged me out by a bumper, boy. In the quarter.
Right.
You better get some practice.
Yeah, they want some practice. He does a motherfucking 5th-gen, 6th-gen come around over here.
Fuck them 5th-gen and 6th-gen.
Oh, okay.
Don't put that gooey
cheese
on his head.
What's that? What's that? A 5th-gen, huh? Yeah, that's a 5th-gen right there. I ain't actually all that motherfucker. See that bullshit? That bitch ain't lighter than this heavy motherfucker. Go sit the fuck down, man. You sound like Boom with that bullshit.
Hey, bro. So you can talk to these motherfuckers that listen on this radio show about that bullshit you're talking about. I try to sell your Camaro like yours, and I know what them bitches will run. And we have a small block. So you can talk that bullshit to a motherfucker that don't know no better, okay?
See, right. Boom, I got a fucking stock motor in that bitch. Stock
man,
motor
bro,
with cam.
Come on, bro. Man, come on,
I got
bro.
A stock motor, dog. I don't give a fuck.
Man, you
and I feel
man,
good
you know
about
easy,
this bracket.
You know how easy it is to come around a cost? You know how easy it is to come across a 496?
I ain't worried about
that,
man.
I got a 565 for sale. Don't take up with a little money. So
man,
you,
I don't believe
that one time that you got whatever the fuck you saying you got.
Boom, what you missing? I'm having
yeah.
fun with what I got.
I'm not trying to be the fastest motherfucker, but I wish a motherfucker would be the fastest. Nobody gonna be the fastest. Like me gonna stay in my lane. And when you get, and while you bumping your motherfuckers on, when you get out your fucking lane, you can come and see me with them blue bunnies you got in your pocket. When you get out your motherfucking lane,
like I said, I ain't no big bad wolf, but I wish a motherfucker would.
I'm not neither. I'm just racing, man.
You need a big bad wolf.
I'm just racing.
And make it worth my while to put this raggedy motherfucker on side of him. Other than that, I'll stay where I'm at.
Hey, I'm just racing, man. I'm just racing. Same shit.
I just got back on. I heard Boom cutting up. That's all. I ain't cutting up yet.
When I get on, Chris, I'm going to cut the fuck up. I ain't cutting up.
I'm just talking.
I'm sitting on cock right now. Lockett talking that shit.
I can't do nothing.
I'm like, I wish the motherfucker would.
Hey, DeQuinn, we'll run you to the 8 mile with the blue truck on the 20.
Come to Kelowna, I might give you.
I bet you will. That man ain't never raced that car no regular road, man. Why would you want somebody to hurt you or hurt somebody, man?
I don't know that dumbass. He a fucking driver. What the fuck?
Listen to this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to even ask him that, what you think the answer gonna be though? Motherfucker ain't never been there before. Probably ain't never been to Colonia before.
Motherfucker ain't never been on them no flex services, but they go do it, huh?
Hey,
man, go sit the fuck down for that, man. Talking to Boom. Boom, think he got a motherfucking foxy dog over here. All the while, he a fucking weenie dog. Fucking whack motherfucking ass.
I'm gonna catch you on the motherfucking Heineken, and you gonna try something.
Motherfucker, I'm on bus. No, I'm on ultra right.
Hey, Boom, that motherfucker got on them fucking Bud Lights that night.
He got on the Bud Lights.
Okay,
I'm
going to
drive this bitch.
I said, go get him, kill him.
Yep, yep, yep.
Fuck it, I done
made it home, man. I thought you boy Reggie said y'all better not let the kid drive nothing.
He drove that motherfucker. I said, you know what I do? I would get there and race, bring money, but your scary ass wouldn't line up on side
of him. Say what now?
I said, I'll get on side and bring money, but your scary ass wouldn't get on side of him.
Oh, no. I ain't got nothing to bring money. No, I'm good, brother. You can have that.
I don't mind taking that ass with him. You'll scare ass. Stay in your fucking
car. I don't either. I mean, I'll race him, but I ain't going to race him for no money. I'm not
trying to buy no race. You trying to buy a race.
Okay,
nigga,
you want to hear the words out my mouth that I will race bring money? You want me to, that's what you want to hear? I will race bring money, but I'm not going to race bring money for no money. I'm not going to race bring money and give him my money. Come on, bro.
You want me to raise grizzly bears and give him my money? If they make it right, I wouldn't give
grizzly bear. Who? I'm a grizzly bear now?
I ain't say fuck you. You a turtle. I ain't worrying about you.
Okay, well, hey, I know that. But I'm just saying, though, you talking like I'm a fucking grizzly bear.
Look,
I ain't no fucking grizzly bear.
My land is right here in Cologne. I'm good right there.
Okay, well, that's good. Hey, and that's your lane, so stay in that motherfucker, okay?
That's my lane. You're motherfucking right. You come fucking with me, I guarantee you I'll cut your crotch in.
Hey. Huh?
I guarantee you I'll cut your crotch in. You come fucking with me in Kelowna.
Oh, I bet you will. I bet you will. I ain't attracted to fuck with you in Kelowna.
And all I play with two passes. And all I play with two passes on this beat. But this little motherfucker could run anywhere.
Hey.
I'm going back on mute, man. We I got another race to do. I'm gonna fuck with you later.
Oh, okay. God.
You and your racing shit.
He's sitting on the side drinking them beers. He's sitting on the side drinking beer. Boom. When you gave Don Mac the hit, bro, I must not have been there for that one. Boom?
Hey, Boom telling y'all he had a car like that and running with a little motor and know where they run. Boom him had a big block in that yellow motherfucker. Big old big block.
A big old big block.
Boom know I know. That's why he can't stop fucking laughing. Hey,
come on,
could've won that race.
He on the fucking
Boom could have won. Boom could have won that race. Boom, check out that motherfucker. Man, that fucking light went free stage. Pow! Boom, check it. What the fuck? Yeah, man.
Hey, not to tell you about something. What's the going rate on some 28x10 Hoosiers?
$250, $260.
At Clawson, they had them in stock too. I just got some. Now, the W is available too. Somebody, you know, they have like 10 or 12 pairs.
I got the regular 10.5. I ain't get the W. I got tired of hearing that shit.
Yeah, they cry a lot, boy. About 28 or 29. Yeah, they'll cry about 28 W, but they won't cry about a 29.
Yeah. More rollout.
Oh, okay.
And the taller sidewall is all. So don't try to spin it easy. Yeah.
Okay.
But you still got to tune your shit.
Yeah.
I still got mine for still.
You see, now you get them legs out there, though.
I still got my 28 for still.
Man, them legs can't stretch that much in 8 miles.
But the right motor set up, it will.
Well, if y'all know somebody looking for a motor, man, I got a brand new 565 for sale. Not one pass on it. You know, what can they get all the specs on? I have the slight. I don't know what it made. We don't do dyno shit. We do time shift.
in the grid. We get data. We get data. Motherfucker down on. All these motherfuckers around here. Well, I made 1,800 horses and go to the fucking pad. A motherfucking folks that'll beat them.
Hey, hi, Rod.
What's happening?
I got some 28s for sale for the street for his car.
Huh? That's 28 for sale for what?
For the Camaro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Brand new.
Hey, y'all don't want the fucking time. What makes you think I want them?
I can't put them on my spot.
I bet they ain't no 10.5.
Nah, they ain't got 10.5. It's 9.5. Okay, ain't no difference.
Jamie, I tried to build your boy AJ that welder. Couldn't do it, bro.
Yeah.
That dude stood me up twice. I had to move on from him. He was tripping.
What?
Chop
bad mouth
that man
we
do for a living.
Hey, bro. I just said a man stood me up. Fuck.
Huh?
Man stood me up three times. Not two times. Three times.
Chop bad mouth that man that man do for a living.
Oh, you know my keys are.
Mute your mic if you're talking, please. Somebody was looking for their keys. Shoot your mic. All right. What you say now?
Keys, what's the going rate on them birds for per pound?
Wait, the going rate on what?
Man, the fucking corn is hands, man. The fucking birds. You know what I'm talking about?
You got me he fucked
sell
up.
He sell them by the ounce, not the pound.
Oh, no, you don't.
I'm
high,
all right. I'm okay.
High. You all see, I ride. You know better than that. Listen, now you don't tell me no bad mouth somebody, but look at him.
Well, how many ounces to the pound? Because you know some people ounces don't average out to the pound.
Now he gonna tell me on bad mouth the man.
$2.75.
275. Okay, he went up a quarter. I didn't want to know that quarter. He went up a quarter. All right. All right. Ty going to try to shoot me down and tell me don't shoot somebody else down. Man, stood me up three times. You know
that already. He said he's messing with that well.
He ain't the only one. He ain't the only one stood you up. Tell it all. Tell who else stood you up before he faked you out. Tell it all. Don't just put it on AJ. You putting that man out there bad like that, but you won't put everybody.
I ain't
put
him out
there
bad.
You are. You talking about the man stood you up. The man did that. You don't know who on this phone.
All I said, the man stood me up.
You don't know who on this line that man make his money with. So you need to stop doing that. That's all I'm telling you, dude.
Hold on. I tried to deal with the dude, and the dude stood me up. I never said what it was. I said
that man do that for a living. Watch what you do. You don't know him on this show, who deal with him, and you putting the man out there bad. That's all I'm saying. You down bad.
He stood me up. What you want me to? I ain't putting the bad.
Tell everything. Who else stood you up? Tell them how Ernie took your money and show up. Tell them that.
Yeah. See, now you
tell
going deep.
No, but you
gonna
need to
get,
tell them that.
You're going to get Ernie fucked up. See,
no,
and
but
that's
you
won't
you know,
you know
what?
You
won't
tell
what
know what?
Did,
I'm not
going to
go
Ernie
there with
you. Well, I'm going to tell him. Ernie took
your fucking
money and show up.
First of all, get your shit fucking straight. Motherfucker ain't took nothing from me. Ain't no motherfucker took nothing from me.
Did the man, you paid him, right?
And the man,
you paid it, right?
But guess what?
Did you pay him?
Get my fucking money back too, right?
He ain't giving you no money. That man ain't giving you no money back.
Fucking crazy.
The man already
get your black suit ready, then. Get your fucking black suit.
You
just took that and turned it another way. You wrong for turning that another way.
No, what you want to do, you want to put that black man out there bad, but you want to let that white boy do what he wants to do.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck what color he is. The motherfucker stood me up and didn't show up.
Ernie took your money and you ain't doing nothing about it. You ain't saying a word. You
know what?
If you're not being a fucking Ernie, I'm looking for
about it. Man, you know better than that, bro.
Ernie took your money and you ain't saying a word.
Motherfucker that know me know better than what you saying right now.
This dude came out and
said,
I'm going to come back and didn't. Now you going to put the man out there bad. The man,
I put him out there bad.
That's
the fucking truth.
I better be the fucking iron I'm looking for. Y'all better tell him.
He looking for him, too. So both of y'all look for him together. Y'all can say
no, I don't need nobody to look for him with me. I don't need nobody to help me look for him. I can find him myself. I don't need nobody to look for him for me.
He right there. He right there on Lake Ramsey every day.
That motherfucker mobile. He ain't fucking
that
in.
That motherfucker on
he
Lake
mobile.
Ramsey every day. Every day he putting money around there. He around there every day.
Where are you?
What looking for Ernie for?
You'll see when I get older than that. Where he at?
He on Lake Ramsey Road. That's where he work at. Every day they out there. That's where he at.
Unc say he looking for
where
him.
He at?
What Unc looking for him for?
You said Providence.
Huh?
You said Providence.
They don't know what Providence is. That's on this side. Oh. All right. I know what it is. I know what it is on Airline Highway.
I'm going on this. You close. You got the problem. All right. I'm going on this.
Got a little excitement for 9 o'clock.
Man, I ain't fucking thinking about what Clyde's saying. Jamie, you know me. You don't fucking Ernie ain't took nothing from me. Took
hey, bro,
from me?
You missed the whole point.
Man,
you missed the whole
no,
point.
The whole point
you missed the whole
you
point.
You made it like the man took the money
no,
from me
told,
and ain't going to get my
was,
money back.
I told
yeah,
you,
did.
I made a comment
you did,
that you shouldn't be putting that dude out there like that because it is
why
what
the
it
fuck
is.
I can't?
But I ain't saying you couldn't. I wouldn't have did it. But I said, why you didn't tell
well,
the whole right, story?
All right, then. You didn't have to do
tell
it.
Tell the whole story. Fuck
the man
tell
filled
the whole
me up
story.
Three fucking times.
Tell the whole
bullshit.
Story. Who else stood you up three times?
I just said the man filled me up three
who
times.
Else? Who else?
You already fucking cried, Ernie.
Wait, why you ain't say Ernie name, though? Why you ain't tell everybody?
I said, see, Jamie, I tried to deal with that dude, AJ, but he filled me up three times. I never said he was a welder. You did.
I ain't never said he was a welder either.
That's
I
bullshit.
Ain't said a word about that.
This show
I
recorded.
Said that
you
for
said
living.
The man was a welder. I never said he
I
was a welder.
Man, listen, bro. Listen. All I said is, you say what you want. I'm going to say what I want. And I know how you operate. You did not put Ernie Hall out there bad, and he the one who fucked you because he got your money. AJ didn't get a chance to fuck you. You cut him off.
Why you keep,
but Ernie
why, but why
did.
You trying to make it
Ernie,
sound like I ain't going to get my money?
He did. Because you ain't going to get
no,
your money.
No, ain't what I asked you. Why are you trying to make it sound like I ain't going to get my money?
You're not going to get your money.
I bet you whatever you want on that. Lock that shit
man,
in.
No, what the fuck
yeah,
am I bitch
you,
fuck
no,
so you can lie
you don't know
me
that
it.
Well enough.
Man,
nobody
man,
fucking me over my
you,
money.
Let me tell you something.
Nobody
you
fucking
something.
Me over my
this.
Money. You can't name nobody ever fucking over my
this.
Money. So
I know
you
this.
Can say what you want on that.
I know this. I know how the world spins. I know Ernie ain't going to give you no motherfucking money back because he ain't got it to give it to you. I know
you
that.
Lock it in. Lock it in.
Man, okay. I tell you what. I lock in $500,000. And if I lose, you ain't going to get it.
I'm telling you that now. So lock it in if you want.
That's some whole ass shit that you say from New Orleans.
It's
that bullshit there.
It's
see, that's that slick shit you be trying to do coming from the city.
From you. It's locked
oh,
in.
No. No, you can't take that from
in.
Me. Ain't nobody ever took nothing from me. You can say that shit all you want. Ain't nobody ever took nothing from me. If I ain't give it to him, ain't nobody ever took nothing from me. You talk that shit all you want.
That old crazy shit.
No, you fucking
crazy
shit. You gonna turn around.
You
gonna turn around and
say. You said
I didn't say what the man did, but you gonna turn around and try to put Ernie out there all of a sudden. And you sound just as worse than me for what you doing.
You trying to put old boy out there? Let's put everybody out there.
Well,
put
who's
everybody out there?
Who's everybody?
I just told you. I just said. Tell the whole story. Tell
I'm trying to put a picture on the script.
The man came and welcomed some shit for you. You paid for it. Now
I'm trying to put a picture on the script.
Ain't nobody gonna put no picture on the shirt, Bill. They ain't got nobody love him like that. They ain't
gonna
put
him
money.
On the
shirt.
I bet you I'll put him on the fucking structure.
Oh, man, they ain't gonna do nothing over here. Oh, okay. They ain't gonna do nothing to him over
you
here.
You calling the wrong motherfucker
a
punk,
because
I ain't never been a punk.
I ain't called you no
never.
Punk. I ain't called you no punk.
Yes, you did. You just said I wouldn't do him nothing. Man, I'll fuck Ernie up about my money. You don't even know me like that, Clyde. We boys, but
bro,
you don't know me like
saying,
that.
All I'm
ain't nobody
saying,
ever
dude,
fucked over me on my money. You can say what the fuck you want.
Is,
and all I'm saying
is
the same thing you saying.
You ain't tell the whole story, dude. You ain't tell the whole
story.
I told
the
story told
from
story.
Where it was. That's what
you
I did.
So no, you tried to put you tried to put old boy out there, bad.
Well, all
bad
I did say, James, I tried to use your boy AJ, but he stood me up 3 days in a row. I never said he welded. Anything.
Listen,
first thing you gonna
so
come
at
on
this
there.
Point,
oh man, why you putting that man out there like that? Because he a black
that's
man.
That's
he ain't
that's
got
to
do nothing with black or white. It
that's
ain't got nothing to do with black or white.
But you didn't. I just don't see
it. It ain't got nothing
funny.
To do with black or
Ernie.
White with me, bro.
You didn't put.
I ain't color
put Ernie out there. Though.
It ain't got nothing to do with
Ernie
no black or white to me.
Listen to me. But why you didn't tell him Ernie fucked you up too? Oh no, I'm take that back. Why you didn't say Ernie didn't show up 3 or 4 times too? Why you ain't tell him Ernie told you, I'm going to call you in the morning, and when you called him, he sent you a text. Go don't do what you got to do. Why you ain't tell him that?
Yeah, because it said do what you got to do.
Oh!
If you got something else to do the rest of that day, you trying to make this shit sound like something else, and you know
bro,
it ain't how it went.
What the,
no,
what
bro, my
text
ass,
say?
You already know.
What did the text
he
say?
He said if you got
what
something to do,
say?
Go ahead and do
no,
it.
That wasn't
no,
the text.
Oh,
the text
just do
said,
what you got to do. Like,
text,
he gangsta me.
That's
what the,
got me fucked
up.
That's what the text was,
you got
was,
me
right?
fucked up with that, bro.
Jeez.
You do.
Jeez. What did the
you
text say?
You got me
say?
Fucked up with that. That
what,
motherfucker
what
ain't gangsta me.
Jeez. Corey, what did the text say? Word for word. What did it say?
And I just told you.
It said, do what you
got to
do.
If you got something to go do what
no,
you got to
you,
do.
Boy, let me tell you something.
I'll send it to your ass right now.
Corey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
I'm
if
telling you.
One thing I can't,
you can
listen,
say what you want.
And
nobody punking me.
On a real talk.
You would never
real
make
talk,
nobody
listen.
Believe that shit on this
listen,
side.
Listen,
I got punked.
Listen.
You got me fucked up with that shit. Talking like I got punked out. You got me fucked up for real.
I'm going to let you talk so I can talk. I'm going to let you talk so I can
talk. You can
talk
all you want. I'm just telling
you.
Ain't nobody ever fucking punked cheese. Never fucking
punked
cheese.
But let me tell you something about
me. Yeah, you sound like that man punked me out or something.
Listen.
Ain't nobody fucking punked me out. You got me really fucked up with that, dog.
Oh, man.
That's fucked up for you to try to think that about me.
Once
I
find out that
you can't
keep it real.
Motherfuckers around here punking other motherfuckers. You got me fucked up.
Oh, man. Once I find out.
You're going to make it sound like the man try to punk me. Oh, dude, what you got to do? Like he punked me. You laugh because you know that ain't how it was.
I can't believe it.
You know that's not how
it
was.
But I know one thing. Once I find out
how
you
are. Say what you got to say, bro.
Are you listening? When
yeah,
you
I'm listening because ain't.
When you listen.
You're going to say it like
you
want to anyway.
When you show me who you are, you know what I do? I believe you. So what you showing me, because see, last week. When you
what
and
you
your uncle
show me who you are.
Listen. If you listen to me, I can explain. If you show me who you are, I believe you. So last week, you told me straight up, verbatim, word for word, That man sent me a text saying, do what you got to do. Your uncle told me, word for word, the man sent me a text saying, do what you got to do. I said, I wonder what he meant. Your uncle looked me in my eyes and said, you know what that meant. Fuck you. That's what your uncle told me.
Wait
a minute.
Wait a minute. I told you when you asked me what that meant.
Wait a minute. You're not letting me talk. So now you're saying.
You're trying to make it sound different than what it was.
Listen. No. I'm about to tell
you.
After you talked to him, you asked him about what that meant. You said, do what you got to do. Didn't he tell you that? Yes or no?
Go ahead and tell the whole story like you're doing,
Did he tell you?
Did I ask him what he meant by that?
Wait a minute.
What did he
say? You asked him. Before you asked him anything, I took it like you're saying. What was the text?
I just said I took it like you were saying. How many times you want me to say that?
What you got
to
do, right? I'm going to ask you a question. Was the text?
Oh, yeah, I got on defense. I got on my defense. Damn right, like I'm doing with you.
Did the text message tell you do what you got to do? Or did it tell you go do what you got to do for the day? It told you.
Man, how many times I
got to
say? That's what it said, and I took it like you saying.
Okay.
And go ahead and
finish
telling the rest.
Hold on, wait a minute. Now, the next two or three days, you talk to him again, and he told you, talking about, I ain't mean it like that. Well, how the fuck he meant it? That's what he texted you. Do what you got
to
do. So
you,
at the end of the day, like I said, you're trying to dress that shit up. No, that ain't what he meant. That ain't what he text.
No, you trying to make me go fucking hurt Ernie, and I'm not going
to
do that.
I ain't trying to make you do nothing.
Yeah, you are.
I know you ain't going to hurt him. He the wrong color for you to hurt. Jesus. You ain't going to hurt him. He the wrong color.
What
you
mean?
You ain't going to hurt him.
You
ain't going to hurt him.
You
ain't
going to
hurt him. You ain't going to hurt him. He the wrong fucking skin. He got the wrong paint job.
And
motherfucker,
what that supposed to mean,
Kyle? I said
what
I said. What
supposed to mean? Okay.
I said what I said. He a little too light for you to hurt. Now, that'd have been a little darker.
It ain't light because it's light color. It's because he's light in the ass.
Yeah,
it ain't because it's light color. I'm scared to do him something. That sounds stupid for you to tell me that.
Yeah, I hear how you doing. I know.
Yeah,
what
you
they
can
all
say it
say.
How you want, too. You can say it how you want.
I hear you, bro.
I won't tell him nothing because he's the wrong color. Man, you really, that's some fucked up shit for you to say that. That was fucked up for you to say that, Clyde. That was. Won't do nothing because he's the wrong color. You really got me fucking jacked up. Then you going to talk about you a bet, but you ain't going to pay. Yeah. You can whistle all you want. You going to try to make the shit sound different than where it was. Man, come on, man. Yeah, man, I ain't been fucking pumped up like that in a long time. Nobody fucking punking me. Got me fucked up punking me. You punk me because I let you, and ain't nobody fucking punking me. And the people who know me on the radio don't know fucking Ernie punk me. Come on, bro.
Well, in world news today.
So, Clyde, you saying that man got robbed without a gun?
This game of this mess is not messing with me.
Twice. This is the second time.
How the fuck the second time?
Daniel did it the first time. Fuck.
That's a nut, see? I ain't going to let you instigate that shit with me and Daniel, because Daniel was back there, and Daniel know the situation. Ain't no way like y'all trying to make it.
No, I think he said Diamond. Did you say Diamond or Daniel?
Daniel, I ain't saying no Diamond. What the fuck Diamond got to do with it?
I thought he said Diamond. I didn't think he said Daniel. That's what I'm saying. My bad.
I don't know what you're talking about, Diamond.
I thought he said Diamond.
Okay.
You said Daniel.
I said Daniel clearly.
I
didn't say nothing about no Diamond. You heard me. All right. You, I'm going to let you add that one, too, since I got robbed twice.
Boy, y'all,
out of gun.
Now, y'all want y'all to put me in this bullshit. No, man.
No, because you came back with it talking about I got robbed twice without a gun. Damn, two times?
No, not me. That wasn't me. Oh, I'm going to drop it
man,
down.
Man,
all
that, right.
That
wasn't you.
That was fucking David, man. Don't try to put that on me, man.
You ain't talking shit. Jeez, always can back up what he fucking talk, though. Always
good. Oh, God damn. Hey, I think this something Jamie wanted to hear. Because he usually say, all right, y'all. He ain't shut it down. He let it ride.
I ain't get robbed. I got played. And I ain't going to stand to be played.
Uh-oh.
I didn't get no robbed, but don't see. That's just why I didn't want to go that way, the way he's trying to make it sound. Ain't nobody robbed me,
I understand, but I got played. And I'm pissed off about being played.
The definition of a robbery is they get your bread and you can't get it back.
That's it, though.
You
say I ain't getting
it. Sound like a robbery to me.
All right, whatever. Yeah, I got robbed without a gun. I got robbed without a gun. That's how we're going to leave it.
He didn't get my bread, but he got my A.
Uh-oh, oh, shit.
God damn.
Damn it.
Damn. Got in your head.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what Unc was talking about, but over here it's called the Field and Funeral Home, motherfucker. Don't play with me like that.
He didn't get my money, but he tried to play with my understanding, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, Unc, I don't know where y'all at with you and Ernie on that, but he said he didn't get your money, but he tried to get in your head.
Man tried to mind fuck him.
Damn.
Get out of the way and just listen.
I done got robbed twice. Y'all say robbed twice. No gun. I'm going to see. I'm going to rob your ass and Clyde ass. And I'm going to see if y'all got a gun.
So wait. So you
Wait my ass. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm saying it clear. Listen, Chief. So you thought that was me that said that, right? You thought that was me?
Oh, I know it was you.
You know it was me. So the man that said it, he's laughing right now. But that's fine.
Said you and him gonna get robbed without a gun.
No. It wasn't. Now, Clyde might have said it, but it wasn't me. But I'll take that charge, too, since you say it was me. I heard him say
it. I'm taking a charge that I got robbed with no gun.
Hey, you done gave me life.
And you know what?
Nothing.
You know
I
what?
That,
see, y'all trying to make me. He keep trying to make me and Daniel get riled up. Daniel on here listening. He know what happened
well,
right
Daniel,
there, but I'm not gonna go that
Daniel,
road with him.
If Daniel listening, I guarantee you, Daniel know where that saying came from the second time. But it's all good. I take that too.
Oh, Daniel ain't said nothing.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's going to be good. You're right. It surely is going to be good.
Yeah. I never drop a dime on nobody, but I take the charge.
Oh, listen to this shit.
All state.
I'm just telling you. I never drop a dime on them, but I take that charge. You giving me that charge, I'm going to take it. That's all I'm going to say. I'll take it.
Okay. You giving me a charge, and I'm going to take it. I'm getting a charge, and I'm going to take it.
So you just going to give everybody a charge. You say it's bigger than CMB.
No,
if Nino Brown go down, everybody going
hey,
down.
Now, see, now you sound like Clyde. You sound like Clyde trying to change it up. I said you and Clyde.
That ain't my brother.
I didn't say nothing about no Nino Brown. I said you and Clyde. That's different.
You right on. Hey,
Jesus,
it's all right. You give me the charge.
I ain't my brother Chief.
I ain't
my brother Chief.
he gonna kill G Money. He gonna kill G Money.
No,
nah. I take that.
Boy, you sure trying to get out of it. It was a mistaken identity. When I know your voice like a back of my hand, that was you.
All right.
And that was Mr. Jackson. I said Mr. Jackson.
Because
when I rob y'all without a gun, I don't want to hear that shit. Oh no.
No cheese. I said a strong arm robbery or arm robbery. I said it's too tight. Now somebody else did the other part, but I take that charge. You said it was me.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
All right.
Korean Eyeball said that.
Hey, but you don't want to fuck with Kareem. He done stuck Kareem in the hand while them dogs was looking. Now he don't want to fuck with Kareem.
I don't even know who y'all calling Kareem.
Don't worry about it. We ain't gonna tell you. We don't drop no dimes around here.
I can't tell my mother wasn't dropping a dime.
Hey, Kareem gonna let you know he gonna laugh at you when he tell you too. And I'm gonna say, when you call me, say, hi, Ryan, my bad. I don't want to talk. Fuck you, cheese. I'm gonna cut you out. Fuck you, cheese.
You gonna cut me off anyway.
Hey, cheese, you don't know Nino Brown off New Jack City?
Yeah, I know Nino Brown.
You young as the fuck, huh? God damn, you young,
Nino
man.
Nino Brown here. I know who Nino Brown is.
All right, I know you're young as the fuck, but god damn.
He act like he don't know who Kareem Akbar is. Kareem,
CNB.
That's all they got over there. CNB is all they got over there. You don't know who Kareem is. It's all right.
who Kareem is? I don't know who
Kareem
is.
You're going to find out Kareem going to come up in the courtroom with that good hair. He's going to put you to jail. You're going to get it. You're going to see.
I don't know who Kareem is, but...
That's all right. You gave me Kareem charge. That's all right. I'll take that. You gave me Kareem charge.
No, I'm giving you and Clyde the charge.
All right. Okay. You had it, motherfucker.
The Quinn said, I got to let the Quinn go.
I'm gonna get a rape charge. You have it on the 20, and I'm gonna get a rape charge.
All right. You gonna think something? Like, damn, that bitch flipped it around on my ass. Mm-hmm.
T, you gonna rob him with no gun?
Oh, I already said that. Him and Clyde gonna get robbed with no gun.
Ooh, wee, man. Boy, you just jumping deep into the charge, Chief. Keep on going.
I got to let the Quinn slide now. The Quinn said he ain't got a big enough motor to be on. He's street race, so I got to let him go. But you had him talking like a bear for 1 minute.
Hey, you can't take it from him now. He got in that seat. Ain't no question about it. He got in that motherfucker.
He said he's going to get in the seat against me.
He said he'll drive against you. He said on the street though.
Oh no, he didn't. Don't even try that shit.
All right, now
you trying that Nino Brown? You trying that Nino Brown shit now? Now you trying to do that Nino Brown shit on me, huh? Brown shit. Yeah, you gonna try to pull a Nino Brown on me.
The crazy part, you ain't catching Kareem Mackball, but you gonna see Kareem laughing with you. Oh, but he's laughing. God damn, he's laughing.
I don't know who you're talking about.
That's all right. They gonna tell you when they laughing at you at that track, they gonna be laughing still. Watch.
All right, you hear him, huh? You hear him, huh?
I hear him.
Do you hear Kareem, huh?
There you go.
Hey, Clyde, wait, look, Clyde, now I'm about to be messing. Now, fuck that. Hey, you going to fuck with us because Kareem a little lighter than us. Okay, you don't fuck with him.
You the wrong color, too. I can't do you nothing. You the wrong color, too, then.
Yeah, I'm a little too dark. Kareem got
that
curly
hair.
You fucking lie,
too. You tell that shit somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I can't fuck with you because you too light, too. I'm scared to do you something because you too light.
No.
Yeah.
No, Kareem going to have him a good night tonight.
He
laughing good, boy.
Yeah, I know. He already had one on your ass before.
Man. Oh, so you know who it is.
Oh,
so
you caught that, huh?
You
caught that, huh? You caught that.
Oh, so, Clyde, you were right. You were right, Clyde. He ain't fucking with Kareem.
I told you.
Hey, Clyde, if we go sleep in the big house, he's going to burn them sheep.
Who that is riding up on that nag, boss? Who on that nag, boss?
I know you know that motherfucker. Your dad has turned over in grave. You know you let that boss leave up in the big house. It's my sheets to burn, boy. Lord, have mercy.
You got a problem with you, Dad. Now that you want to burn a mattress and sheets.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. Oh, man.
I want to know how Ernie got in there.
Don't worry about that.
Ernie.
I can't go home. Hey, all right. I can't go home.
That's it. That's all
you ain't got in your head, huh?
Trying to play this stupid.
What you talking about racing?
Yeah, I know. This is not about a boy. Hello?
The man say Ernie couldn't even got in his head.
Ernie tried to play him.
He tried to play him.
Yes. And I wasn't gone for it. He didn't get my money. He didn't rob me.
I ain't got robbed either.
I don't want him to play with me. I don't want him to play with me like that. I don't play with him like that. Don't play with me like that.
Well, see,
that's where
I'm
going with this.
Okay. When Erwin was trying to do run you in your Camaro, because I know he can't run them other two cars. Or three cars.
What are the two cars?
Huh?
I'm waiting to catch one of your partners, but I ain't going to say no name. But what are the two cars?
Now, what is that? What is that, huh?
What are the two cars you talking about?
I said he got to be talking about running you with your Camaro because he can't outrun the other two cars y'all got over there.
What he got to do? The runner.
At the time he was running the car. Well, I guess me said something to you.
Who car?
What? How he got to your head if you say he ain't have a car?
It wasn't about a car.
Well, you said it was about racing.
It was. Might have been a motor.
Oh, well, all right.
He didn't do, but he was going to sell it to me. And I found out different. I broke it down. Anyway, I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah. Hot Rod got the gun.
Wait, what I got?
You got the gun. You and Ty got the gun, bro.
No, I ain't got no gun. Just hey, you want to give me a charge, I'll take the charge.
I'm not giving
standing
you a charge.
I'll take the charge standing on my motherfucking head. And I'm going to come out of there on my feet.
Okay. Well, who are the other two you talking about you looking for? You ain't going to say no name. You're on the radio show. Why you not going to say no name? Talking about you looking for the other ones. Huh? I want to, I'm talking about the other two that he want to get.
Now you
want to
hear
that? Then you
want to
say it.
The one that you getting your calls from.
The one? I'll say it one more time, huh? No, I'm trying. I didn't hear what he said. I'm saying.
Hey, Hot. Yeah, I'm surprised.
What'd you say, DaQuinn?
You scary motherfucker.
You got me really fucked up, too. See, I was trying to let you off the hook. I was trying to let you off the hook with that fucking boat anchor you got, that Detroit Diesel.
Oh, look, I fell off.
I was trying to let
right
you
now.
Off the hook.
Hold on.
Huh?
I'm about to hit him on now.
Yeah, I'm sure did.
I'm about to hit him on now.
Kareem Magmar kicked him off.
Yeah, I'm back. What'd you say, DaQuinn?
I fucked up.
I said I fucked up and I don't want to hear that motherfucker.